This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another episode from the archives. When presented with a diagnosis like type 2 diabetes, it can be easy to spiral into thinking that you'll need insulin forever. But with lifestyle changes, that doesn't have to be the case. I'll let former Lauren explain. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you've been diagnosed with diabetes, no doubt you've been told to change your eating habits, more veggies, fewer sweets, and to get more exercise. These actions were thought to control your diabetes, but not to reverse it. But a paper published in the BMJ says that type 2 diabetes is indeed reversible for many patients who lose around 15 kilograms or 33 pounds. Diabetes is a chronic condition that has been rising rapidly throughout the world. It affected 8.5% of the world's population in 2014, about 422 million people, up from 4.7% in 1980. The most common form of diabetes is type 2 diabetes, also known as adult onset diabetes. It occurs when the body doesn't effectively use the insulin it produces, insulin being the hormone that regulates blood sugar. If your blood sugar level is too high and is not treated, it can lead to severe problems like blindness, stroke, kidney failure, and foot amputations. Type 2 diabetes is almost always directly tied to physical inactivity and extra body weight. We spoke with paper co-author Roy Taylor, professor of medicine and metabolism at Newcastle University, via email. The belief amongst doctors and scientists is that type 2 diabetes is irreversible, always gets steadily worse, demanding more and more drugs, then insulin. Patient groups advise that the first step for someone newly diagnosed is to get used to the idea of dealing with a lifelong illness. His research is the latest chapter in years' worth of investigation about type 2 diabetes. In 2006, he noticed that liver function tests done in patients were usually abnormal or on the high side. Then he saw research that patients who had undergone bariatric surgery enjoyed normal fasting glucose levels within 1 week of the operation. He said, although it became widely believed that this was an effect of special hormones produced by the gut, it was clear to me that it might simply be the sharp decrease in food intake. I published a hypothesis, the twin cycle hypothesis, suggesting how everything might be explained by too much fat in the liver and pancreas, then set about testing that hypothesis. His hunch was proved in 2011, and after that, the group conducted a larger study to find out if those benefits continued long-term. The scientists were pleased to discover that remission does stay constant after a return to normal eating, provided that these subjects maintain a steady weight. Unfortunately, a lot of patients and doctors haven't clued into this finding that diabetes can go into remission. The BMJ paper was actually written to draw more attention to the reversibility of the condition and to incentivize everyone to strive for remission. Taylor said, "Remission is a great advantage to people with type 2 diabetes. Although many are content to continue taking the tablets or insulin and risk loss of eyesight, feet, etc., there are large numbers desperate to escape from type 2 diabetes." The authors call for doctors to record patients who have gone into remission. Taylor said, "In the UK National Health Service, there is a special coding category to describe diabetes in remission. It allows physicians to still be paid, ex-sufferers to not have to call themselves diabetic, and annual checks to be done to help motivation to keep weight steady. To achieve remission, diabetes type 2 patients must get their hemoglobin A1c blood level to normal levels for 1 year without assistance from diabetes medication." On its website, the American Diabetes Association notes that it's very rare for patients' diabetes to go into remission unless they've had bariatric surgery. However, the European Diabetes Forum, diabetes.co.uk, is more upbeat, stating that low-carb diets like the Mediterranean diet and commitment to exercise, as well as bariatric surgery, have all helped some people with diabetes to achieve remission. If you or someone you know is living with type 2 diabetes, consider talking to a doctor about steps to take toward remission. Today's episode is based on the article, "Type 2 Diabetes is Reversible After All," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Leah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets. Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.